Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After an appellate court ruled the federal government must make foreign aid payments, the Supreme Court has paused that for now. ABC's Mary Bruce has details from outside of the court.
Overnight, Chief Justice John Roberts handing President Trump a win here at the court, at least temporarily, delaying a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Roberts is now asking for a response from the aid groups by noon tomorrow, after which time the court will decide what comes next.
The Trump administration's directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The 95-year-old was found along with his wife and their dog dead in their New Mexico home. The local sheriff did not announce a cause. The measles outbreak in West Texas is now deadly. A school-age girl is the nation's first measles death since 2015. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have reintroduced legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for Wisconsin minors. The bill would prohibit healthcare providers from providing or referring patients for things like puberty suppressants and hormone treatment. Critics of the bill say medical decisions should be made by families and their healthcare providers, not politicians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto similar proposals in the past, but his ability to halt efforts to enact similar legislation on a federal level is limited. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. Their intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department started asking residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, over 50 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their camera can do so on cityprotect.com. Bayfield County officials say they've received about $6,200 of federal funding to help support emergency food and shelter programs in the area. The county will distribute the funding to local nonprofit and government organizations. The decisions on who receives the funding will be determined by a local board made up of local government, tribal, nonprofit, and veteran organizations. Applicants must be eligible to receive federal funds, have an accounting system, and have experience in running emergency food and shelter programs. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
We're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games. Just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. How you feeling today?
Doing fine, man. You know, I was working out at the gym yesterday.
I heard. You gave me a call yesterday and told me you was working out, man. Actually got that from Dr. Omar, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Keep that good health going.
Yeah, man, you know, it is Thursday, so that means you're officially in the pharmacy with my good friend and Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's the founder and owner of Wealthtopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You're officially in the pharmacy. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I feel great, man. Day. I was working out in the gym yesterday.
That's been great.
I think, what was it, Tuesday? I got an eight mile walk in. And so you clearly said that just walking is not enough. You emphasize the importance of resistance, weight training, and stretching.
Yes.
Even though I'm following your sage advice in taking these supplements, it's more than just taking supplements. It's all of those different things together, so I am diligently trying to follow what you have said is the best, you know, method for me to try to live a healthy life as the age, which impacts and affects all of us, continues to, you know, to add up. The years continue to add up.
A balance is the key. As long as you're having the balance between everything that you do, what you eat, what you, how you sleep, your exercise, your work, the balance between all of these facets are helping us to stay healthy, right?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Omar, you know, I was up before meeting you. I was so proud of walking 8-10 miles and I really thought, man, I'm really slaying it, man. I got it all going right. I'm walking 10 miles, and I wasn't taking the supplements. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't doing any resistance training. But, man, all those things put together, Dr. Omar, and if I'm not the healthiest, I'm one of the healthiest 70-year-old people you're going to meet.
That is great. Knock on wood. We always want you to be healthy and happy.
And so healthy equates to happiness, right?
Of course, because it's very hard to see someone who is not healthy suffering from a health concern that is kind of making them in pain or not able to sleep. And they're not going to be happy. They're always going to seek a way to get rid of this kind of thing that's going, which is called, I am sick, I am ill, I need to be better. So that also increases the stress that affects the sleep. So there are studies that are linking between the quality of sleep with pain. So the same medication or supplement that helps with taking the pain away, improving the sleep, and sometimes improving the sleep even better. Because again, it's all about the balance of everything that's happening around us.
You know, Dr. Omar, before we get into our subject matter, I have zero pain. You know, I'm a guy who for 34 years of my life worked in industry. I did physical work. I mean, heavy work. And yeah. And many guys like me have arthritis. They have all sorts of maladies because once they retired, they basically retired. We were used to doing physical labor, and then they retired in their 50s and didn't do anything else. And it hasn't been, you know, good for them. They're in all sorts of pain, and I keep trying to tell them, man, you don't have to be, right?
Staying physically active, using your muscles, is the strongest anti-aging medicine you will do. Staying physically active, keeping your muscles. And that's why any of the therapies that make people, and we will talk about it, any of the therapies that make people lose weight very quickly, they also lose muscle mass if they don't exercise. So it is very important to stay active. And the least is to walk every day. But in Wisconsin, this doesn't work. Because if we tell people to walk every day when it's very cold in the winter, no one is going to walk, all right? So hit the gym. Hit the gym and find a coach to help you do safe trainings that you can be consistent on. And then use your AirPods. Use some sort of an interesting way to enjoy your training. And if you don't enjoy it, do it as a medicine. Because this is the medicine that will protect your years to come, your bones to not break when you fall, and your muscles to not lose, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, you told me today, and we're going to talk about it right now, Manjaro, I forgot the names of all of Zempic and yeah. All of those great creations that address, people who have diabetes and heart ailments and all sorts of other things. All of these great, what did he call those medications?
They call them GLP-1 agonists.
Okay.
These are the medications that are biggest support to people in their journey to lose weight in the last few years.
That not only impact them losing weight, but certainly keeps their A1C levels down. And they're actually miracle drugs. Is it safe to say that?
They were originally invented to help with the blood sugar and diabetes. And then they found a side effect of weight loss. So they capitalized on that. And it was a miraculous drug for many patients who struggled for years to lose weight. And they finally started losing weight and reached their goal of their weight on those medications. And the challenge, you have to stay on them to keep that kind of weight loss as a prescription drug. And then when it's taken away, that's when about 60-70% of people gain their weight back, according to several studies, within a short period of time. And that is the topic that we want to talk about due to the restrictions from the FDA on having these medications cheaper or compounded.
So before,
and there is a short period of time for that.
So before you get so deep into it, I want to ask you a couple questions. Number one, those medications are sometimes about $2,000 a month or more if you don't have Medicare insurance. So they're prohibitive for many people because who can afford $2,000 a month for that medication? The second question I'd like to ask you is, these things haven't been on the market so long. I thought when these types of medications, Dr. Omar, were first created, that there are patents on them, and before you can do generic medications, there's a 10-year period of time. Why is that not the case with this?
Due to the shortage, the medication has shown a lot of promise, so the companies that make them could not, like, the demand was much more than the supply, so they were in the shortage list of the FDA, and that allows pharmacies to compound them. So the sterile compounding pharmacies were making them, and many of them are good pharmacies, so they were able to offer the medication with like third of the price. So you would be able to pay $250 a month and get the medication, which was in the budget, or people could allocate money for this medication for like 6 months, 1 year, or even continue with it. When this goes away, when those companies can have enough supply, then the FDA has to take the medication off the shortage list. And that's when the reality will hit hard. I was getting this medication now, I cannot because my insurance is not paying for it.
You know, but again, Dr. Omar, this is what I don't, many things I don't understand. What am I? I'm just...
It's okay. I'm just a talk show host.
Here, for us
to understand it, because it's the general public health, and it's knowledge that we need to share.
Well, so I'm saying, Dr. Omar, you just said something that's perplexing to me. So the 10-year period of when somebody created a new medication, and so it can't be generically
replicated because they give it, but I'm saying that,
I understand for this, but is that the case across the board? If it's so popular a medication, the 10-year period is waived?
So there is a patent that comes with a new drug.
Right.
You make a new molecule, you have the right of 7 years that can be extended according to the medication, so you can reap the benefit of the R&D creating this new drug, because takes hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to create a new medication. So you can sell it for any price that you want for this time, and no other company in America can make it or produce it. Unless it goes to in the shortage list, a lot of the demand of the people, they need it more than what you can support it. So there is no way but to put it as, okay, it's for now, we'll consider it as generic. Other companies can make it, so it can be available, can be replicated. As soon as this company come and say, I can support this medication and I can prove that there is no shortage anymore, the FDA takes it off the shortage list, and they give an amount of time for the companies or pharmacies that make this medication to stop dispensing it. Transition period.
So you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to let Dr. Omar tell you about the what can eventually be a horror story, as this now is the FDA and others are being forced to stop allowing these pharmacies to compound this medication. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842, whatever else it is you want to talk about, you are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, That's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is the number. Certainly, Dr. Omar will take any questions or comments that you have at that number. Dr. Omar, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, all of these medications that we've seen on television and constantly, and that are these miracle drugs were allowed to be compounded by select pharmacists across the nation. They have had a positive impact on many obese people. Why is it coming to an end? Lobbyists?
Yeah, the companies. It's actually a very simple answer. The companies that are producing the original drug, the commercial available drug, saying that now we can produce enough supply and it's not going to be in shortage anymore. So it can be bought by pharmacies, dispense it to patients, they're going to find it. So that falls within the ruling that the FDA has to take it off the shortage list. And the answer is there is lawsuits against the FDA because the drug is still in shortage. But I want to be honest with you. If the medication can be supplied, I mean, it's just going to go away from being compounded. That's kind of a brick and mortar rule within the FDA, that if you are having patent on a drug, it's just, it's your right to be the only person that do it for a certain amount of years before it goes generic. The price of the commercial available drug is another issue, but the price has never been in the question for the FDA, because these companies pay a lot of money for their subscriptions and their studies and the things with the FDA. So they have so much respect with the FDA that they would accept what they say. There is litigations, there is lawsuits to try to postpone this kind of ruling. So the access of patients to the compounded semaglutide and tirzepatide continues. But it, at the end of the day, it's coming to an end, and every patient that's taking these medications should prepare for a day without this boost to my weight loss journey to see what else can I do, because I don't want it to be kind of masking the true idea of weight loss. You're not just losing weight. You are happier. You are in harmony. You are in balance with yourself, in tune with yourself. And the medication was just a way to open the door to you, to tell you it's time for you to believe that you can get rid of this weight. It's time for you to believe that your body composition can change. But now let's think and focus, how can we continue our journey? Because until now, these medications are proven to work as long as you take them, all right? After that, it's something else has to work to help you continue the journey of weight loss.
You know, Dr. Omar, you're talking about these drugs that people have grown now accustomed to because they can get it compounded. The cost of those medications when they're from the creators of those meds, they're over $2,000 a month. And so even though they have now taken that off the market, the average person, even though they're going to be plentiful, the person who was using, they can't afford $2,000 a month. So it stands to reason that there'll be a surplus of those meds. Shouldn't that then bring down the price of them because there's going to be a surplus of them? I mean, they've ramped up these companies.
Unfortunately.
Well, these companies have ramped
these
up.
These companies are making, Earl, these companies have like economy that's sometimes bigger than mid-sized countries.
Right.
They are not going to give away their profits. They're
right.
going to lower their prices. You get this medication with a coupon from $650 going up to $1,500. Sometimes, as you mentioned, it would be sold more expensive than that. They are not going to give away the prices. And unfortunately, the FDA and the government hand on the pricing is not as strong as you think in America to make the prices cheaper. In other countries, these medications will be less than $150 commercially available.
See, that's the part of it. That's the part of it that makes Dr. Omar, that's the part of it that's nonsensical to me. So the American people suffer while they sell that same medicine for $150 overseas and still make a profit. How does that make sense?
The company that makes the medication is from America. Like,
right.
America is making the company. Zepbound is made by Eli Lilly. Okay? It's produced to the American public, the most expensive in the world, while it's available in other countries cheaper than that. In Canada, it's not going to be the same price. So why is this? This is a question mark. And if Mr. Donald Trump wants to do something about healthcare, this is one angle that he can look at, because this is also opening to us the door of asking the same question for Eliquis, brand name Eliquis.
Right.
Patients who don't have Medicare, who cannot afford it, are going to pay $600 to get this important medication as a blood thinner. This is opening, every brand name in America is much more expensive than anywhere else. That's a fact.
855-752-4842 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor and founder and owner of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thiensville. Our phone lines are open. Any question or comment about any subject is certainly on the docket. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin wildlife officials could soon manage the deer population based on habitat rather than county lines in the central and northern forest zones. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved the new regulations. They still need approval from the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers to take effect. Proponents of the change say it will help the northern forest zone especially, having seen more persistent struggles with deer management. Critics say the solution is allowing the deer population to grow in those areas. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to resume distributing Dairy Business Innovation Initiative's payments. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Senator Baldwin said funding appropriated for the program in 2023 has not been reimbursed, leaving 88 dairy businesses without a total of $6.5 million that had been promised. She also warned that many of those smaller dairy businesses cannot afford the disruptions to that funding while trying to remain competitive. Following the announcement that the school would be closing permanently at the end of the year, Northland College officials say they've canceled this year's softball season. According to a press release, the team lost several players due to its unsteady financial situation and near closure last year. They had competed in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference and the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Northland College made efforts to be more financially efficient this year, but it was not enough to overcome their declining enrollment. With warmer weather sweeping through the region, the city of Superior has announced the closure of its outdoor ice rinks and warming sheds. The rinks were officially closed for the season on Tuesday, with officials saying the conditions of the ice have deteriorated quickly thanks to the higher temperatures. The city also canceled game nights at the facilities, but expects to bring them back next winter. Now that the seven rinks are closed, city officials are also asking residents who use the sites to provide some feedback in an online survey. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. You can text us. Any question or comment is welcome as always. So, Dr. Omar, so we were talking about, these great weight loss drugs that, you know, are all of a sudden going to disappear. And they're not a placebo, right? I mean, they really do work. And
they work very well. And there are so many health benefits, not just for weight loss, but also helps with blood sugar support mainly, but also helps with decreasing cardiovascular heart. It helps with heart health, helps with fatty liver disease, changes the body composition. It has also side effects because it can affect the gut health, can make you
constipated,
nauseous, constipated, can affect that. There is some rare cases of people that had problem in their eyesight. They had problem in eyesight, but remember that there is millions of people that took those medications. So when you stop taking these medications, the food noise is going to start to come back. You're going to feel more hungry. You want to eat more. And then the challenge is like if you start to gain more weight and then you start to gain the weight that you lost, I don't want people to be depressed and feel like, oh my God, what is happening? So we have to prepare and kind of seek. Now it's time to seek the main cause. Why am I gaining weight? So it's a pathway. And that's why when we started 2025, we started it with a detox program, getting rid of toxins, because that's one of the answers that we're gaining weight because we have toxic bodies and we're not getting rid of those toxins on a yearly, weekly, monthly basis. We're not drinking enough water. So it is time to think about the diet soda or the soda that I'm drinking on a daily basis as my drink. Soft drinks are kind of one of the worst things we can do to our health. So eating habits, changing it. So we have to think of the four main things to help us be in balance. How I sleep, how I eat, how I live, stress, and my relationships with people around me. Being in this balance might require us to be in therapy early, because we're not in therapy because we are lazy or because we have mental conditions. Everyone is trying to do everything they could, like the song that we hear in the beginning of the show.
Right.
People are trying hard to live, work, raise children, and do everything they can, but there is tools that's specific to you that you need to see and implement, all right? If I tell you, Earl, you need to hit the gym, you're going to go to the gym tomorrow because you have the strong will that you have, but your friends that used to work with you until they were 50, they're not going to hit the gym. They need help. They need support.
Right.
And that's why we need to seek that support to push us to do the things that we have to do in order to keep our health goals going. At Wiltopia, actually, I do weight loss consultations to create 3 months and 6 months plan, a comprehensive plan that helps people according to their health condition, according to the medications and supplements that they take, according to the gym that they go to. I create simple plans to help them maintain their weight and lose more weight. Because at the end of the day, I want you to lose weight, but I want you to preserve your muscle. I want you to go to the gym, but in your brain, in your mind, you think that I'm going to the gym to preserve my muscle mass, to keep my strength, but I'm not going to the gym to lose weight, because resistance training and working in the gym, it doesn't make you lose weight, but it makes you keep your muscle mass, which is very important part of your health. So weight loss is not just weight loss. Weight loss is kind of equals my health, my happiness, my strength. If you're going to put this as weight loss for someone who's going to need to lose 50 pounds, that's going to make this, equates this to them, I want them to lose this weight. But what if there is a problem in the thyroid? a big good friend of mine who's losing weight now on Mounjaro, and my friend is having severe constipation. He's having he's feeling cold most of the time, and he's taking thyroid medication, and he tells me I have hypothyroidism, but my thyroid medication, I'm taking it every day for the last 15 years, I am fine. And then we did some lab work on his thyroid, and it's not fine. He's not optimizing his therapy for his thyroid, and that maybe is the reason why he's gaining weight. That maybe is the reason why he's constipated. So we're working on that now. So we have to look and think and be relaxed in doing this plan, because it's not the goal to lose weight in 6 months. The goal is to reach your goal weight that's going to satisfy your journey to happiness for the rest of your life. And for that, we're going to seek balance. And for that, we're going to need more help than following a trend on Facebook or Google.
You know, Dr. Omar, we sometimes think, okay, I've had enough. It's a New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. I go to the gym. I work out. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week. Not me, but people 3-4 times a week. And they don't change their eating habits or their sleeping habits, or they don't take supplements. And then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds. And then they become frustrated. And they say, well, this is not going to happen. I can't. But as you stated, it's all of those things, all of those things combined that change your mindset, along with all of those other things that you talked about that are going to be the determining factor of whether or not you lose the weight or not.
Yeah, when you get a coupon for Mounjaro and Zepbound, when you get a coupon, it tells you, do you need or do you want a health coach to help you with your journey? So it's like you sign up. These companies, they know that this is not the end goal, all right? But the problem is the allocation for money to giving you ideas about like the free ways of weight loss. There's not enough money to spend on that, because that's not going to make them money. But anyway, the main thing is that even when you sign up for weight loss programs that are very expensive out there, and GLP-1 agonists are part of the equation, they put 9 different other things that may be more expensive than the GLP-1 agonist, because they did blood work and they found all of these health conditions with the patients. Regardless how they deal with that, and if they give them optimized consultations or just monetized consultations, which is just focused on profiteering and making money from people that need to reach their health goals. The main idea is that if you find a tool that will get you to have in your hand the stick that will tell you, I can do it, this is just the beginning. Because if you can afford it today, even $250 for a weight loss medication, maybe tomorrow you will need this money for something else. And maybe we can think different. And we can even lose more weight if we focus on balancing your hormones, on getting rid of this toxic relationship that's killing you with the stress and making you not able to sleep at night. Maybe that's the reason why you cannot reach your goal. And that's why I want to tell people, don't shy away from seeking therapy, seeking health coaches, and finding resolutions and figuring out what's going on in your life and figuring out who can actually help you, because they might be closer than where you think.
You know, Dr. Omar, I always reference my own life when we're talking about these things. And I have no problem having a conversation over these airwaves about what happened to me in my own life. I was a guy walking around at 155, 160 pounds most of my life. And all of a sudden, I wound up with a thyroid issue that's hereditary. My sisters, 3 of my sisters and my mom had goiters. And thyroid is a problem in my family. And so I found out all of a sudden I started gaining weight. And I'm the guy who was always, you know, 160 pounds, man, Adonis. And all of a sudden I'm gaining this weight and I'm not eating any differently. I didn't even know what a thyroid was, right? Yes. Many people don't even know what a thyroid is. This little bitty thing that controls almost everything in your body until I had it removed. And because it was not working properly, you know, and this is like 15 years ago, I gained, you know, 60 pounds after they took my thyroid out, and I take a thyroid medication. But if people don't know, we don't know what thyroids are. We don't know the purpose of those things. And I said all that to say this, Dr. Omar. A lot of times people gaining all this weight is not because they don't have the will to say no to food. It's because of underlying things that affect them. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, of course. Stress eating is among everybody. All of us have this binge stress eating because of we're going through something. We don't want to face it. So we eat chocolate. We eat ice cream. We eat more in the meal that we eat. But returning to your point, the thyroid gland regulates metabolism through hormones, okay, T3 and T4. If it produces too little, that's what's called hypothyroidism. The metabolism of the whole body slows down. You gain weight due to reduced calorie burning. You eat the same food, but you're burning less calories. There's fluid retention, fat accumulation. As soon as we start to optimize the medication and eat healthy, get enough fats, selenium, if you're low in iodine, we give it because the thyroid is very sensitive and there is it's a whole different level of taking care of yourself. You start to feel better and you start to, the metabolism will be better. And I think you you lost this weight back, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not back down to 160 pounds, but I'm also, you know, 30 years older, 25 years older. Let's do this. So where to get compounding GLP-1? Does Omar offer consultation to help lose weight?
Until now, like pharmacies like Wiltopia, we still can offer the compounded version of GLP-1. It starts from $200 and we market up not too much to coast people, but that's for the coming 2 months. We still can offer it for the coming 2 months. And then I have also other plans that combines between compounds, supplements, of course, all the other things that we talked about, but it's not the end game. It has never been the end game at Wiltopia for weight loss. And that's why we have very strong support from the community for what we do, because we are here for the longer standing goal. So if you want to lose more weight and you don't need to be on GLP-1 agonist and you need more solutions, talk to us. Schedule a consultation, and you will find solutions.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for healthcare and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford, the common sense judge who will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford. For Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Dr. Omar, this is tragic. In Texas right now, 124 cases of the measles, and one child that has died. And at the root of it is people who are refusing to have vaccinations. This is something, Dr. Omar, that clearly doesn't have to happen. You know, I mean, it's something that we had gotten over, and yet here we are, vaccine meetings to prepare for upcoming winter flu season canceled by Donald Trump in the new RFK Jr., Health and Human Services. They're canceling the meetings to prepare for winter's flu seasons. Dr. Omar, the people who are these vaccinations that I get, that I got as a child, that I get now, I didn't contract COVID or the flu. Because I've been vaccinated, you know, I didn't contact, I forgot what it's called, where you get all these things over your body. I had it once before.
Yeah, shingles.
Shingles. Yeah. Because yeah. I'm vaccinated. What are we doing, Dr. Omar?
Well, the challenge that we're having, the cancellation of the FDA Advisory Council meeting, that's supposed to be held in March, they sit down to agree on the strains of the flu. So the influenza vaccine, these companies, the manufacturers, would have a direction, what strains they would be working against. So that's a crucial meeting by scientists to decide what we're going to do in order for the production of the new influenza vaccine. Looking at the season of 2024-2025, which was one of the deadliest seasons of the influenza over the last maybe 11, 12 years, we are giving vaccines until today in February, end of February. And this never happened before since I've been working. Usually we stop giving the vaccines by December because no one needs to take them. But there is an outbreak. What we are going to see happening now may be delay in the production of the vaccines of the influenza for the season 2025-2026 due to the conflicting information that will come to manufacturers because they're going to be confused. I understand that Donald Trump wants to do change, but let's not change the cornerstone of our health for vaccines that have been out there for years and years that have been protecting millions from the general public. We have to keep them. And unfortunately, there are some decisions that we cannot change, but I have to tell the listeners, you have to take care of your immune system and seek guidance. Make sure that you are taking your daily doses of the vitamin C, D, zinc, because until now, people are getting sick. We're filling a lot of prescriptions for antibiotics and medications for the influenza virus. So please protect yourself, because unfortunately on the media, no one is talking about what's happening with those viruses. COVID was not just a trend. What is happening now is longer COVID, and people have longer lasting issues because of the viruses and bacteria. I want to tell you that infections are one of the leading causes to heart disease. So like you get an infection and then you get heart disease after that. So it's happening. Measles is some kind of a disease that we got rid of years and years ago when there are pockets that would have the measles coming. And we know that these unvaccinated pockets, well, that's a problem and a challenge. And the problem that we had from the measles that we are suffering from today, all right, it is just can easily be overcome. And the other thing is also the allegations that the MMR vaccine is causing autism has been killed in research. And the guy that came out and said that, the doctor who came out and said that, apologized several times, and he said that his research was fraudulent. So we want the general public to wake up to what's happening now in healthcare, and let's focus on the basics that we cannot change and look at what we can kind of negotiate and see what we can change.
You know, Dr. Omar, time just flies by with you. The information that you give is life-changing. I bear witness to it. It's always great to have you on. Only thing is, time flies too fast. It is always good to talk to you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thank you,
Earl. All right. And you have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, I'm going to do a little commentary at the beginning of the next hour, followed by It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. We'll talk about whatever subject it is you want to talk about. All you know, questions are allowed. 855-752-4842. You're near the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.